Family business, privilege, poison, or purpose. Should you join your family business? Joining a family business is one of the most important decisions a rising generation member can make. For some, it is a matter of when and how, but for many, it is a matter of why. Is the opportunity a privilege? Could it poison their career and happiness? Or could it offer a path to greater purpose? Most rising genes feel some of each as they decide if joining is right for them. The decision has two sides. The rising gen must choose the business, and the business must choose the rising gen. Family membership may open the door, but it should not guarantee entry or determine the role. Nor does joining the family enterprise have to mean becoming its next CEO. A rising gen might contribute as an employee, executive, engaged owner, or board member. Treating these paths as interchangeable is often where confusion begins. Rising gens may join because they want to, feel obligated, would incur financial or emotional costs by not joining, or see no better alternative. Sharma and Irving, 2005. These motivations help explain the three paths described in this article. Joining is a privilege when it offers an opportunity the rising gen freely chooses and is prepared to earn. It becomes poison when pressure, dependence, or poor fit traps the rising gen in the wrong path. It provides purpose when the person's interests and abilities align with work that moves the enterprise forward. Families should therefore be candid about why the rising gene wants to join, how well the role fits, and what both sides expect before making a commitment. Privilege. A well-run, successful family business can attract top-notch talent for virtually any position. So why choose a family member, especially one whose resume may not include the experience an outsider could bring? Why risk perceptions of nepotism or entitlement? Why put healthy family relationships at risk for a job that someone else might be better prepared to fill? The answer is simple. Family employees bring more than competency to the role. Years of exposure to the business can create tacit knowledge, trusted relationships, and a deep understanding of its history and values. Cabrera, Suarez, et al., 2018. That knowledge develops over time through interactions with the senior generation, employees, advisors, and others surrounding the business. A rising gen may also bring a long-term commitment that is difficult to reproduce. When the going gets rough, that family member may come in early, leave late, and do whatever is necessary to navigate the storm. But family connection is only a potential asset. The rising gen must turn inherited access into earned credibility. Preparation begins at home, long before a family member receives a title. High expectations paired with support are associated with successor well-being and better employee behavior. While permissive parenting can foster entitlement and highly controlling parenting can fuel imposter feelings. Shanine et al., 2023. Put simply, support without accountability can encourage entitlement, while standards without support can produce self-doubt. The strongest preparation combines both. That's the privilege. But it comes with responsibility. Rising genes need room to develop their own judgment and identity, along with expectations that build competence, discipline, and humility. Preparation should be deliberate and may include outside experience, rotational assignments, continuing education, coaching, or a clearly defined development plan. Reef et al. 2025. Privilege without responsibility isn't privilege at all. It's just risk with a family name attached. Poison privilege can become poison when a role is built around the family relationship rather than the needs of the person in the business. The risk usually begins with bad fit, bad process, or bad family dynamics. Bad fit occurs when a rising gen enters a role that does not suit their abilities, interests, or career goals, or when the business creates a position for a family member that it does not genuinely need. Commitment does not eliminate the need for competence, and competence does not create genuine interest. The willingness versus ability dilemma in successor selection, Richards et al., 2019. When either is missing, the opportunity can stunt the rising gene's development while burdening the company and its employees. Bad process occurs when expectations remain unstated. A rising gene may assume that employment will lead to ownership or leadership. The senior generation may believe it promised none of those things. Before the rising gen joins, both sides need to discuss the role, standards for success and advancement, what has actually been decided about future ownership or leadership, and how governance may change as more relatives become owners. Bad family dynamics arise when favoritism, sibling rivalry, parental indulgence, resentment, or unequal treatment follow family.